Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for the wonderful privilege that we have on this Monday of gathering by the radio and beginning another week of studying the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll get your Bible. Follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're continuing our study on praying for missions and for missionaries. I began on last Monday with John chapter 4, verse number 35, where our Lord said, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, look on the fields, they're white, already to harvest." And I said to you that we must harvest this harvest. And in order for us to do that, I said to you, first of all, that we must visualize the harvest. Our Lord said, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. They're white, already to harvest. And as we began looking at these thoughts, I said to you, first of all, that when you look in the Word of God and see the harvest, you will find the harvest truly is plenteous. There are sinners everywhere who need the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then I said to you, number two, not only the harvest is plenteous, but the harvest is precious. Every person is precious in the sight of someone on earth. But even above that, every person is a soul that God loves, that Christ died for, and that will live eternally somewhere. We're not dealing with stocks and bonds, houses and land. We're dealing with people that are headed for eternity. And if they're not saved by the marvelous grace of God, they're headed for a Christless hell. And you and I have the wonderful privilege and yet the awesome responsibility to change their eternal destination through the power of the gospel of the grace of God. But not only do we see the harvest is plenteous and the harvest is precious, but we saw the harvest is perishing. You see, wheat and grain are not white when they're ready to harvest. They're a golden brown. But if they're not harvested, then the husk comes off of the grain and leaves it exposed, and the sun bleaches it out. And as soon as there's a shower of rain, then the raindrops will beat the grain into the ground, and it'll be gone forever. We're not dealing with a harvest of souls that could go to hell 50 years from now. No, my friend, we're dealing with people that's going to hell every day. And so we are to visualize the harvest. It is plenteous, it is precious, and it is perishing. And then I said to you, we must analyze the harvesting. And as we analyze the harvesting in the light of the Word of God, we come to these conclusions. Number one, God has given to us the plan. It is our responsibility to initiate it. Number two, God will provide the people. It is our responsibility to get them involved. Then number three, God will provide the provisions. It is up to us to get it invested in the work of harvesting the harvest. Our Lord owns it all, and he will not withhold anything that is needed from his people when we're investing that in the harvest of souls for the glory of Christ. So we must visualize the fields. We must analyze the harvesting. And then number three, I said to you, we must organize the harvesters. And I want to say again, not only do we need to be concerned about organizing the work of missions, but we also need to be concerned about agonizing over the work of missions. But as we started looking at the need of organizing the harvesters, I said to you these three truths. Number one, in order to harvest this harvest, we need mighty power. And if you're making notes, put a little slash and put out by the side of that. Somebody has got to get a hold of God. There is no substitute for praying for the work of missions around the world. Number two, I said to you, we need manpower. Somebody got to go. There's no substitute for personnel in the work of missions. And then number three, I said to you, we need money power. Somebody's got to give. And again, there is no substitute for provisions for our missionaries. So we need mighty power. Somebody got to get a hold of God. We need manpower. Somebody got to go. And we need money power. Somebody got to give. And if we're going to harvest this harvest, then we must organize the prayer warriors. You see, there are a lot of things that money can do, but there are a lot of things that money cannot do. But I rejoice to tell you today that there is absolutely nothing that is impossible for our God to do when he moves in answer to the prayers of the saints of God. I do not have time to do it on the broadcast today, but this Bible is filled with people who got in a situation that money could not bail them out. But the church prayed, and God heard and answered their prayers. You remember in the book of Acts, chapter number 12, verse number 5, Simon Peter was put in prison, going to be killed after Easter. And the Bible said prayer was made of the church without ceasing unto God for him. And God sent an angel and opened the door. And God can still do that in this day in answer to the prayers of God's people. So we must pray for our missionaries. They need our prayers more than they need our money. And of course, you know I'm not minimizing their financial needs, but I'm just simply saying to you, there is no substitute in praying for missions. And then as we begin our study, looking at the thought of praying for missions, I said to you, there are three things that we must pray about as we pray for missions. Number one, we're to pray for laborers to be sent. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter number 9, verse number 38, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. So we are instructed in the word of God that we are to pray for laborers to be sent. And I mentioned this last week. I want to say it again because I trust God will use it to impress upon someone's heart just how concerned our Lord is about this matter. You see, when the Lord Jesus Christ makes this prayer request, or if you prefer to call it a prayer command, this is the only thing in the Bible that the Lord Jesus ever told us to pray for. This is the only one. And to make this impressive upon our mind, I said to you, suppose you go to the church house on a Wednesday night and the Lord Jesus showed up in person for your prayer meeting. As you were taking prayer requests and about to have a time of prayer, the preacher would say, anybody got a prayer request? And someone would raise a hand and they'd mention their request. Someone else would raise a hand and they'd mention their request. If the Lord Jesus was standing there bodily in that service, he too would get in on the prayer request. He would raise a nail-pierced hand. And when recognized, he would say to the person in charge, I want you to pray for the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. And if he were to come back the next Wednesday night, he would give the same prayer request because that is the only request he made to the church. He wants us to pray that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. I ask myself, am I praying about the Lord's prayer request? And then I ask you, Are you praying for laborers to be sent as the Lord requested you to do so? When I look at this and analyze it, there's another interesting thought that I see in this verse of Scripture. The Lord Jesus Christ said, pray you therefore, the Lord of the harvest. And then I stop and say, wait a minute. Who is the Lord of the harvest? It is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ who is making this request. So this is Jesus Christ saying, pray for me, that I will send forth laborers into the harvest. Oh, what a burden that puts upon my soul as I think that even the Son of God said, pray for me, that I would send forth laborers into the harvest. You see, he knew what it was to leave home. He knew what it was to go to a strange world and be rejected of men. So he said, pray for me, that I will send forth laborers into his harvest. So I said to you, first of all, we're to pray for laborers to be sent. I wonder who will see the judgment seat of Christ and what fruit we'll have there as a result of our praying this request that Jesus gave us here to pray for him to send forth laborers into the harvest. But then I said to you, not only must we pray for laborers to be sent, we must pray for laborers to be sustained. And I mentioned at the close of the broadcast on Friday, there are 8 or 9 areas that we need to pray for our missionaries to be sustained, that they might do the work that God has called them to do. The Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow, we'll deal with these in greater detail. But let me mention them in the final moment of the broadcast today. Number one, we're to pray for their spiritual needs. Number two, we're to pray for their physical needs. Number three, we're to pray for their mental needs. Number four, we're to pray for their emotional needs. Number five, we're to pray for their moral needs. Number six, we're to pray for their social needs. Number seven, we're to pray for their domestic needs. Number eight, we're to pray for their financial needs. And then number nine, we're to pray for their material needs. And my friend, I do believe in the power of prayer. I do not believe that there is a need that will arise in the life of a missionary that cannot be either prevented or overcome by the prayer of the saints of God back here in the States, praying for God to sustain those missionaries. And may I say this before I leave the air today, right now, this very moment, as you listen to my voice, there is a missionary somewhere who is facing each of these different needs that I just mentioned on the broadcast today. Maybe not the same missionary facing all of them, but some missionaries somewhere are facing each of these needs. And how you and I pray for them might determine whether they stay and do the work of God or leave the field and come home. God help you and I to pray for missionaries. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust the broadcast was a blessing to you today. Let me remind you that Harvest Time is a listener-supported radio ministry, and I need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for the radio ministry and then write to us and share with us in the financial burden of this radio work? Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
Oh, do not wait. It's growing.